Okay, this year's today's daf is Nazir on daf Nun Tes. Nazir daf Nun Tes, and it's sponsored by Zechariah Shmas, Reb Aaron ben Asher, whose yard site is today, Reb Aaron ben Asher. Okay, let's start with the two dots on Nun Ches Mabez. Today's year, the first Amud, Nutat Ben Aleph, starting from where we're up to, is all about Lo Yilbash Gever, the Isser of a man dressing or acting or being, giving the impression of being a woman, and vice versa. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav says, Meiko Adam Kalgufa Petar. That's how we get into it, as we've been talking about the Isser of Hakafa, and the Isser of Hakafa's Kalarosh. The beginning of this parak, which started on Daf Nun Zayin. So the Gemara here says, generalizing from the issue of Nazir, that Meiko Adam Kalgufa Petar. A person is allowed to cut and trim his whole body, all of his body here, batar, with a razor. Kol gufo. Let's say separate from the payas, but other parts of his body. If a man wants to cut hair on other parts of his body. Meisve, is that really true? It's mutter. Hamavir, we have a brisa that says, Hamavir besa shechi, you besa erev. Hariz eloket. If a man removes hair from Beis HaShechi with his armpits, Ubeis HaErva and his Makom HaErva, if he removes it from one of those two places, Areza Loki, he gets Malkus, as we'll see, because that's something that women do, and that's included in the Issa D'Araisa of Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. Doesn't only mean that a man cannot wear woman's clothing, but it means a man cannot act like a woman and do perform behaviors that are associated with being a woman. So you see, you're not allowed to cut hair, trim your hair all over your body. You see, at least in the Beis HaShechi, the Beis HaErva is Asur D'Araisa. So the Gemara says, no, Rav was talking about a different case than the Braisa. Habitar, Habit Misparayim. Depends with a razor or with the scissors. When is it Asur D'Araisa? That's with a razor. But with the scissors, that's mutter. With the bashra right now, that up till this point, it's muttered all over with the scissors, right? Rav was talking about scissors, the Bryson was talking about a razor. The question is, Vaharav Nami Bitar Kamar, no, wasn't Rav also talking about a razor? And therefore Rav also mounted with a razor? The Gemara answers, no, Kain Ta'ar. Rav was talking about with a razor-like cut, but it doesn't mean with a razor, meaning with a scissors that gives a razor-like cut, a very close cut. So that's what Rav is matir in other areas of the body. But with a razor mamish, that's going to be usur all over. Yeah. So a man can never use a razor in anywhere. Yeah.
What was the hell between scissors and razors was that a razor is hashchasa?
Right. Yes, yesterday also we had it, right? Razor is hashchasa, and scissors is not hashchasa. But here, right, why should it matter in terms of lo silbash, if it's hashchasa or not, but it still might be, tar might be the definition of a certain type of cutting that is usur on the body. So that's why it's, even though it doesn't say lo tashchas here, by lo silbash, but that seems to be what the definition is. So the Gemara, so maskana, up until this point, is that misparayim is mutter. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, look at your Kuf Pei Beis. Kuf Pei Beis is where all these halachas appear in Yaradeh, yeah? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Hama'avir Seyar Beis HaShechi Beis HaErva Afilu B'Misparayim Ke'entar Makanos O'Makas Mardis. Some, if a man removes the hair of the Beis HaShechi, of the underarms, the Beis HaErva and the Makam HaErva, even with a scissors, meaning not with a razor, Makanos O'Makas Mardis, it's still Asur, at least Asur Midrabanan, which we're going to talk about in a minute, whether it's Darais or Durabanan. B'medvar Mavurim, interesting, the Shulchan Aruch adds, when does this Isser apply? B'makom she'ein ma'avirin oso el anashim. Only in a place where only women do this. Because then it's associated specifically with the behavior of the women, and therefore it's Asur. Aval, b'makom she'ma'avirin oso gam ha'anashim. But if somebody lives in a society where it's also done by the men, discussion of the Achronim only, even the Jewish men, or as long as you have the non-Jewish men that do this, let's assume even the non-Jewish men, so then, im havir ein makanoso. So then, it's not asa midrabanan. Is it mutar l'chadchila? What's the language of the Shulchan Aruch? Im havir ein makanoso. You don't give him malchus. But it doesn't say that it's mutar l'chadchila, but that's a discussion. But either way, it could be different if the men of the society shave those places. The Rama adds, b'afilu l'chadchila shari. So the Shulchan Aruch's language is like, it's b'diavad, it's still not a good idea, but the Ramah says, if it's the minog of the society for men to shave these areas, so then the Ramah says, even l'chadchila, it's mutter for the men to do it. Raka chaveirim nimnoim b'chol makom. The chaveirim, which we'll get to, the balei chumra, those who are to be machmir, which we'll get to a story later on, they still don't do it. But either way, that seems to be a Shabbat Chalukah between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. This din of Rav, that it's mutter kein tar, is that okay or not? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's asur even misparayim kein tar. But what about if it's the derech of the men of that society to do it? That's a machlokas b'chav l'ramah, whether it's mutter l'chadchila or still not a good idea l'chadchila. Okay. Then the Shulchan Aruch just adds, umutter l'haver seir evarim b'misparayim b'chol makom. What about other parts of the body? Not the beis hashechi and the makom beis ha'erva, which are the two cases the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara is talking about. Other areas of the body, the Shulchan Aruch says mutter. Mutter l'haver seir evarim b'misparayim b'chol makom. Right, it's mutter to cut hair with the scissors b'chol makom as long as it's with the scissors, other parts of the body are going to be mutter, says the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue. Yeah, shavers that we spoke about a few weeks ago. Shavers is not considered a tar. Most shavers, again, many poskim say. Again, if you hold that certain shavers are a problem, you hold like those poskim, so then you hold it's a tar issue, so then you have to either take out that part of the shaver that does that, or use a different shaver. But many poskim say all the shavers, many of the shavers are mutter. Yeah. What kind of a regular electric shaver? An electric shaver. So assuming that's on that part of the body, the Shulchan Aruch says it depends on the society. So you have to figure out based on society. If the society does not do that, so then it's still usher. Still usher. If the society does that, that's still the Shulchan Aruch says the Shulchan Machalos B'chabah the Ramah. Yeah. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. There's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. What if you're shaving your whole body? If you're shaving your whole body, do these makomos only have a special status if you're only shaving them? But what if you're shaving the entire body for some reason? So do these have a separate status? So Shulchan Aruch quotes the Gaonim from Yavamas: Misha Magalea Kol Seir Shabo Me Rosho VeYad Raglav. Somebody shaving his entire body. Yesh Omrim Shemutu Lo Galea Gam Shol Beis Hashecha Beis Erva. That's not something a woman does. That's included in the entire body. So Yesh Omrim. So if this occurs, okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Hamav Rav Beis Hashechi, Beis Erva Lokep. Somebody removes the hair, get from these two spots under the arms, and the Beis Erva, he gets Malkus. Beis Vei, Havar Seir, Enim Midivei Torah, El Midivei Sofrim. What do you mean you get Malkus? It's only us, we have a Brisa that says it's also Midirabanan, Midivei Sofrim. How could there be Malkus? The Gemara answers, My Lokena Midikamar, Midirabanan. You're right, Loke means Midirabanan. It's Aser Midirabanan, it's not Aser Daraisa. Meaning why? The Daraisa might be literally Lo Yilbash, the clothing, but other items might only be Aser Midirabanan. We've discussed in the past the comparison between Malkus Daraisa and Malkus Darabanan. Some Rishonim say, is Malkus Darabanan also sets of 39, or is it Dafka not sets of 39? Could Malkus Darabanan even be more Machmir? In some ways, it can be more machmir, like 39. Malkus Daraisa, that's an onesh, so it's a certain limit. Malkus Darabanan in most places is preventative. It's preventative, so you don't do it again. So you don't do it there. So maybe that could be even more. Makados Architesi Nafsho, the Gemara says sometimes. So there's a differences between Malkus Daraisa and Malkus Darabanan. But here, at least, the Gemara says, what does the word loke mean? It means mi derabanan. Ika da amre. The Gemara continues. Amr b'chibar Abba Amr b'yochanan Hamaver beis hashechi beis erva loke mishim lo yulbash gever sim las isha. B'chibar Abba says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's a daraisa. If you remove the hair, you get malchus because of, we finally have the reason, lo yulbash gever sim las isha. Pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, a man cannot wear woman's clothing. Not only that, but he can't behave like a woman. Again, doesn't the Brisa say it's only Midrabanan? How could Rabbi Yochanan, even though he was an early Amora, how could he argue on the Brisa? So Gemara answers, Hu da Amar ki hai Tana. No, he holds like this Tana, and really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Really, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. Titania, Hamaver, Beis Hashecha, Beis Erva, Hareze, Asu, Hareze, Over, Mishum, Lo Yulbash, Gever, Simlas, Isha. See, the Brisa holds, I'm sorry, give me a Mamrim. Mamram Rambam. The Braisa says that if somebody removes the hair of the Beis HaShechar Beis Erev, he violates the Daraisa. So therefore, Lamaisa, it's a Machlokas Tanoim. There's a discussion in the... Thank you. Sorry. There's a discussion in the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef had Kuf Pei Beis in that same simon, quoting the Shuvas HaRashba. What about Mishum Refua? Shaving these areas, or other areas, even with a razor, Mishum Refua. Sha'alta, says the Rashba, Mishiesh lo chatatin bebeis ha-shechi bebeis ha-erva. He has some type of plague, some type of bumps in these areas. Umitzta'er mitzad ha-se'ar. It's very, he's having a lot of tsar, a lot of discomfort. Not a sakaras lefashis. But he's having a lot of discomfort from the hair in these areas. So is he allowed to shave them? Vim yavirenu, and if he shaves them, refua krova lavo. The refua is going to come quickly. So is he allowed to shave these areas? So the Beis Yosef says tshuva according to the Rashba, tshuva mistavra demutter de eino ela midrabanan. We've seen the pasuk says Rabbanan Mubakam Shetzarach Refua Lo Asru. It must be that it would be mutter in this case, and he's going to quote a Gemara that we're going to have soon, where the Gemara is going to say one Ramor is going to ask the other Ramor is very uncomfortable, and the other Ramor is going to say, but it's going to fall out soon, so don't worry about it. Mashma, if it wouldn't fall out, if it would remain uncomfortable, Alma Yilav De Nosher Mitztar Mutter, it would be mutter. So that's what the Rashba seems to say. The Kvar Kasafti Besamuk, but then the Beis Yosef comes along and says, but I think the Tosva seems to argue. Shat Tosva Zirat Shacholkin Alzeh. Tosva seems to argue, and he quotes the Tosvis, and then he says, maybe there's no Machlokas here, really. Vishema Yish Lachalik. Tah Rashba, Ayri Bim Mitztar, Vatosva Zirat Shacholkin Alzeh. Number one, maybe it depends how, if you're really uncomfortable, everybody would agree. Tosva was talking about a case where you're not uncomfortable. And number two, maybe the difference is if it's clear, if it's obvious that you're doing it mishum some type of refua, some type of need. Remember, sometimes by certain operations, somebody's having a certain operation, sometimes the doctors have to shave the certain areas of the body in order to do an internal operation, or by open heart surgery, the chest has to be shaved, or any other types of surgeries. So that would be Litzorach Refua, that would be included in this Rashba, in this Beis Yosef, that L'chora, it would be Mutter. Even without the Sakaris Nefashis issue, without getting it, Sakaris Nefashis, obviously everything's Mutter. But even without the Sakaris Nefashis issue, right, this isn't Abizrael Degili Arias, that it might be, right, the Silvash Gever. But either way, that's the discussion here in the Beis Yosef, and therefore it will be mutter. And it was just the last point, if it's obvious, the Bach says that Beferish, that if something is Yadua Lakol, that you're not doing this L'Shem L'Silvash Gever, but you're doing this L'Shem a real need, so then it's going to be mutter if it's obvious to everyone. V'nir Devadei, says the Bach, B'misho Yishlo Chatotin, Da'akol Yodim, D'misho Chatotin U'ma'avir Shari. So if you're sitting in a hospital bed, everybody knows. That's be similar to the case of Beis Chatotin. Abo B'deles Le'chatotin, D'ainakol Yodim, D'mimishim Refu U'ma'avir, U'mechzi Kaman D'ma'avir Li'yapos Atzmo, L'tikunim T'kunei Yisha. If you're giving the impression that you're doing it L'shem, L'silbash Gever, V'over Alav D'lo Yobash, Aser, so then it would be Aser. But if it's obvious, then it wouldn't be a problem. Yeah. So we had a head up. No. Okay. So that is the issue of L'shem Refua. To mention one, it just came up now, but okay, we asked the Kasha, how could Rabbi Yochanan argue on the Brisa? So a topic that we've discussed in the past, but there's a Kesef Mishnah. It's a Kesef Mishnah that discusses beginning of Hilchas Mamre and Perek Beis, where the Rambam says that a Bezdin, every Bezdin in every generation, we'll get back to the Silbash in a minute, that's the rest of the Amud, but the Rambam quotes the beginning of the Hilchas Mamrim and Perek Beis, that every Bezdin has the right to voice his opinion, even different than the prior Bezdin. Says the Rambam, based on Agadol, Shadarshu Ba'achas Ben Amidos, Kfi Mashinira Beinehem, the Bezdin Agadol darshes with one of the Yud Gimel Midos, Shahadin Kach Vedanu Din, and they darshen a Din, Ve'yamad Acharein Bezdin Acher, Ve'nir Lotam Acher Listar, and a later Bezdin gets up and wants to argue with the Din. Oh, I raise a sozer v'don, kvi mashin yirbein of. Every Bezdin is allowed to darshan differently through the Yud Gimel Midos. One Bezdin thinks that this Kal V'Chomer is appropriate. The next Bezdin says, no, I think you should darshan a Klal Prada Klal. The next Bezdin thinks that you're supposed to darshan a Miyat V'Riba. Right? We had Machloksim earlier in the Masechta. So every Bezdin is allowed to do what they see fit. Ein atachayev aleches ela acher Bezdin shebedarecha. You go after the Bezdin in your dar. Maybe this doesn't apply to Xeris and Takanos. Then you need Gadol B'menu B'chachmo V'minyin. But if it's about Drushes, it's about Drushes Chazal, so then Yud Gimel Midos, so then every Bezdin darshans as they see fit. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, Vim Tomar, Im Kain, Amilo Pligi, Amaroi, Atanoi. So why don't the Amora have your argument on the Tanoim? What do we just have in our Gemara? How could Rabbi Yochanan say, yes, it is a Daraisa, you get Malkus, doesn't the Braisa say it's Darabanan? So why don't the Gemara answer? Rabbi Yochanan argues. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan argues. But the Gemara says, every Amun and Shas, we have, how could this Amora say this? The Gemara had to come and answer, oh, there's another title that he holds like. So Machlokas Tanoim. What the Rambam says, every Bezdin is allowed to argue. So the Dahabachal Dukta Makshinun La Amora Mi Masnisin Omi Braisa. So why is that? Why is it that the Gemara always asks that? Says the Kesef Mishnah amazingly. Vitzarech Lomar, Kesef Mishnah Beis Aleph and Mamrim. Vitzarech Lomar, Anod Amri Ki Aitana. I'm sorry, they have to answer. I hold like this Tana. Vim Lo Yomar Kei Kashalei. Ukefitira Rabbeinu Harishus Nesunel Hem Lachlok Al Divrei Tanoim. It appears from the Rambam that the Amoraim are allowed to argue on the Tanoim. Is that really true? The Efshar Lomar says the Kesef Mishnah is possible. Shemiyom Chasimas Hamishnah Kimu V'Kiblu Shedoros HaAchronim Lo Yachloku Al Harishonim. Meikir Hadin says the Kesef Mishnah they're allowed to argue. In Achinami, we get a misimpression from every Daf and Shas. It appears like the Amorim are not allowed to argue on the Mishnah. Really, they are. They accept it upon themselves. You know what? We're not going to argue. We're not going to argue. This is what they accepted. V'Chinosu Gam B'Chasimas HaTalmud. Right? They said, you know, if the Tana, the question in the Gemara really is, Rabbi Yochanan, would he have said such an opinion? 42 Tanaim are against him, and there's no Tana on his side. Would he have said that? We assume that he wouldn't have said it. But Sof Maisa, could he have said it? Push comes to shove, yeah, he could have said it. As long as he's one of the Balei HaMasar, he's one of the Gedolei HaDor, he could have said it. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. That's what Rav Elchanan asked his Kasha to Rav Chaim, and Rav Chaim answered the same thing. Rav Chaim also said, yeah, Me'ikar Adin, it is Mutter. This is not how everyone understands this idea, especially even this Kesef Mishnah. The Chazon Ish, in his comments on Hilchos Mamrim, he says this Kesef Mishnah can't mean what he really means. Can't really mean that he allowed to argue. It means that, what do you mean they accepted? They accepted because they knew that they couldn't be mechavet to the Emes like the Tanaim. So that's why they would never do it. I mean, they accepted. They couldn't because they knew they couldn't be mechavet to the Emes like the earlier Tanan. Either way, this is a large sugi. Actually, Rav Shechter spoke about this in the, when he was here yesterday in the neighborhood. But this is the Kesef Mishnah. Okay, you can mention this Kesef Mishnah almost every daf that you talk about. But it came up here again, so I thought I'd mention it. Okay. Yeah. Rabam Lushitaso, maybe, that years ago we had the Shia, doesn't really hold of this Katnu Adoros. Right? Doesn't really hold of the, it's not the Rambam's fault. He's really quoting earlier sources. But you're right, but the Rambam who seems to say that every Bezdin could argue on the previous Bezdin doesn't really hold of the Kazav of this Katnu Adoros. Right? That's why we mentioned in all the places, many places, the Shulchan Aruch says, for example, somebody comes in from traveling. So the Shulchan Aruch says that, you know, you don't have to daven for 3 days after you travel. Because you can't really have Kavana. So, you don't have to daven. That's what the Gemara says. So the Shulchan Aruch says doesn't apply to us. Well, we're going to wait 3 days, then we're going to have Kavana. We're going to have Kavana. Let's say you don't have Kavana in the first Rakh of Shmona Esrei. So, you know, you're not Yosef. Shulchan Aruch says, well, you have to keep repeating Shmona Esrei 14 times. Shulchan Aruch says, we're not going to have Kavana anyway if you repeat it. But all these halachas, the Shulchan Aruch says, we're not going to have Kavana anyway. We're not going to have the first night of first night of the wedding. Right, so the Mishnah says you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema because it looks like Yura. So the Tosfos says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos that this Mishnah says we don't come out anyways, you have to say Kriya Shema anyway. All of these. The Rambam never quotes any of them. The Rambam never quotes any line that says that, no, nowadays, no, the Rambam's an idealist. The Rambam quotes the Halacha. If you come back from traveling, you don't daven for 3 days. Period. We know that the Rambam lived. The Rambam writing a Sefer Psak. Because the Rambam says there's no such thing as a Tzkadu Adoros. You gotta push yourself. Got to live in the right. We have ideals. Again, the Rambam, I don't know. He was an idealist. The question is was he a realist in our day and age? We still even you know we have to have those ideals. We live by the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's continue now. Sixth line. V'tanakama hilo yilbash gever my darish bay. The Tanakama who holds that lo yilbash gever does not include shaving these areas. So therefore, what does he use the pasuk for? Mi boy lele ketatanya. I'm sorry, so he's... Well, we're going to talk about it. Look at the Tanya. Lo yiach li gever alisha, my tamalomar. So what exactly does the pasuk mean? Im shalo yobash ish simlas isha, v'isha simlas ish, haikvar nemer to'eva, hi vein kan to'eva. This is what the real pasuk is. Because the pasuk calls it a to'eva. Is it really a to'eva for just a man to wear a woman's clothing and vice versa? Would that be called a to'eva? We know what to'evas are. Right, we had earlier in the Masecha, Toa Taba, we had the story at the wedding, what does Toeva mean? We had the, so is that a Toeva? It can't be the pashtus of the Pasuk. So shaving, we assume that could be included in the Pasuk. That would be a Toeva. But just switching clothes, it can't be Pshuto Shabekra, so it has to be a little deeper. Ella is that when you wear it for a certain purpose. Ella Shal Yubash is Simlats Isha, V'yeshi Ben Hanashim. V'isha Simlats Isha, V'teshi Ben Hanashim. Meaning one wears it for promiscuous goals. And so one wears it so that they could dress up and have frivolity between the genders. That's the Isser. Just to wear it per se, you know, in your house and not do it together, take it off, maybe this is not included in the Isser Daraisa. Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omer. Blazer ben Yaakov continues and says, what else is included in this Isser? Minayin shelo teicha isha bechli zayin la mulchama. How do you know a woman cannot go out to war with a weapon? That's also included. That's included the clay zion. Look at the Targum Unculus on that pasuk. He talks about clay zion. He talks about weapons. Right. This is a large issue. We're not going to get into the makoros on it in terms of when we go to the army. When we go to the army. Right. So that's not included. In, well, that's the Reb Elazar ben Yaakov said. That's included. It's included because that's also usually associated with what a man does. Would it be called Toeva? I don't know if all these cases would be included in that, but either way, he says, based on the Unculus, that it's included in the in that Isser. Yeah.
Discuss
whether we are Darshina time at the Kra, because Toeva, is that the Ta'am of the Kra? That's the classification. It doesn't say Kedei, it doesn't say that, so that it does a Kedei Shel Oyasu Levavo, like it says by the Serum of the King. So I don't know if I would call this Darshina Taimat Dekra. The Torah is classifying this Avera. I don't know if it's similar to Darshina Taimat Dekra, but I don't know if you have to go that route. Okay. The Mefarish here says, interesting, look at the Mefarish. Where's one of the Makoros at Tanakh where you find Lo Yibash Gever Siblas Isha, Tamaloma Lo Yiyak Li Gever Al Isha, but the eighth skinny line, Zeshematinu Biyael, Esha Schever Akeni, Shaloha Ragto Lusisra, Bechle Zayin. By Yael, how did she kill Sisera? Being yisofed him, so she got him into the tent. Chazal says she earlier in Nazir, she lived with him seven times, and she got him tired, she gave him more milk, and he fell asleep, and she took a peg of the tent and stuck it in his head. Why don't she just take out a sword and stab him? Take his own sword and stab him. No, the Yubash Gever. Well, Yubash Gever Sim Lasisha. But then the question right, that's why she didn't want to violate the Isser. But one second, she violated Gilead Arayah seven times, she didn't violate Lo Yavash Gever. So we'll see about that in a second. Where Moshe asked that question. Oh, where did Moshe ask this question? Moshe asked this question in Arachayim, Chelek Dalid Simin Gimel. He was asked the question by his grandson, Rav Shabsi Avram of Kohen Rappaport, Ubahad B'Yishuv Gush Etzion, Uba'od Yishuvim Ka'elo Shem Smuchim La'aravim. Right, those who live near the Arabs, Sheyeshbem Harbi Sona Yisrael Varotzchem Yimach Shemam, many dangerous neighborhoods. She Nachutz LeKol Achem Yisrael Kashe Yotzi LaDerech Lasis Himo Neshek. To carry guns. Rachmanu L'Slam. We don't live at a time when Shalom Al Yisrael. Right, so we have to carry guns. Im Yesh LaHatir Gam LaHanashim. Right, could the women carry guns? The women in Eretz Yisrael. Not talking about going out to the battlefield. We're talking about could they carry neshek? Could they carry guns in order to protect themselves? Shebisad iser halav de kligeber alisha asur lehem lisa klei neshek. Could the amar was ben Yaakov nazir daf nun tes? B'matzav kazeh. What about in this situation? Lisa klei neshek katan hanikra akdach, just a pistol. Umefarish kvot harasu nechdi. And you, my grandson, explained to b'makam de ishach shash bikuach nefesh pshita de mutter. Obviously, sakvanis the fashas mamish. You're allowed to shoot him. You're allowed to take the law into your own hands. Aval, but what about if it's not mamish? I got the fashas right here. Aval, hosha'inchi chashvi, she'im b'zeh sakana, mitab shakalpanam, yad yisrael takifa. Some wanted to suggest that, you know, we have a government, so it's not called sakana stafashas. V'gam efshalem shalom latzis b'makam ha'yishuv, maybe they don't have to leave the yishuv, and when they leave, they'll always go with a man. So, but that's impossible, says Ramosha. Aval me'acha shehu davar kashe lefneim lisnai kishalo kidehor galu. It's impossible to always, like, look for a man to leave the yeshuv. Im yesh lahatir lahem ba'ofanzeh. Can it be mutter? Can they carry nashak? And he quotes, Rav Rappaport quotes three different pshatim three different reasons why a possibly would be mutter. And then Moshe discusses these reasons. Number one, the Taz and Kuf Pebez, our siman that we're talking about, writes that Derech Noi Vekishut is Aser. Avalam Osa Kein Mipnei Hachama Vatzina Vakshamim Lecha Iser. Let's say, going out of my house, it's pouring rain. It's pouring rain. I don't have any hats. My wife has a hat with a big brim. I just want to wear the hat because I'm going to get soaked. So I'm going to wear this big hat to protect myself. I'm not going to wear the hat because I want to look like a woman. I want to wear my hat because it has a big brim. I don't want to get wet. So the Taz Paskas, that's motor. There's no iser in that case. Because you're not doing it Lenoi, Lakisha, to be like a woman. You're doing it to protect yourself. So, V'cheikas V'ashach. So says her Moshe. Protection is mutter, says the Taz. V'chli neshek zeh eina v'chlal derach kishut v'noi alohagin alatzmam. Number one is protection. Number two, v'gam she'ein bozeh inyin yitzia l'melchama. What was it? The clay zion was usher in a going out to melchama. T'inkan inyin melchama shu b'tzibur. El she'osos l'mikra ba'alma kishenosos v'derach. You just carry it. Number two. Number three, v'gam she'ein derach hatzava b'melchama v'chli neshek katan kazeh. That's a gun. That's a gun. That little thing you can hide under your shirt. You go out to the, you look at that. Oh, you know, a real gun. It's a gun, right? So come on, that's a gun, but it's not a gun. So that's what his grandson asked him. He asked Ramosha, "What would you say these tainas?" So Ramosha goes through each of these tainas. He likes some of them better than the others, but at the end, Ramosha says, if you live in one of these neighborhoods that Maisa Bechol Yom, that they don't care that there's a government, Mutaros Hanashim Linasi Lisa Klid Zion, it's Mutter. Lo Rak Latzala Me'ariga Mamish, not just if there's a situation right now, El Afli Natzala Me'hakos Pa'alma, not just if your life's in danger, but even from Hakka, from attacks. Shebe Mechamos Ketanos Elu Hanimsos Hanashim Ka'anashim Be'hechrech. There's no differentiation between men and women in these situations. There's no difference between men and women here. We'll get back to this in a minute. This is these types of guns in these situations, it's unisex. It's not one gender over the other one. So a motor ap im inyan amitzius lo niso anashim bazem im nechol shasan. Even though it's not common in the path, that's just because they haven't done it. But in terms of the situation, there shouldn't be any difference between a man and a woman. Then he says, "Oh, by the way," so he says, "Motor." By the way, what did the mafarish in Rinu Nazir Nutes that Yael didn't use a sword? What do you mean? She violated Gili Araya 7 times, but she didn't use a sword. The answer is because originally it was takanas tafashus. With sister in there. So to violate Sakadis the Fashus, right? Holarog, and to save, we discussed this in the past, to save Kol Yisrael, could even violate this. Esther Karka Olam, a woman is passive, right? Big Sukkah, we discussed at the beginning of Tzubis, but it was Mutter, Lutzara, Kol Yisrael. But once he's sleeping, now he's sleeping. So now you have to use a sword, you don't have to use a sword now. Now regular Yisurim comes kick in. So that's why she used the Yasid, right? That's why she used the peg. Once he's sleeping, then all the other Isurim kick in. Okay, so that's for Moshe about clay Zion. Okay. Good. So let's talk about a number of other issues here where it comes up in terms of Lo Yilbash Gever. Number one is, as we said, switching clothing, chiluf begadim. So if you look in the Torah gives no heterim. The Torah just says a kuf beveid is aser. Well, tilbash isha begadim yichadim leish lefimen agamakam velo tegalach isha keish. You can't have any swishing. The later poskim have more flexibility in terms of are there any heterim? The Bach has two heterim. He says el yish lehater b'shei dvarim. And the Shach quotes these. Ha echad. If the iser ain ha iser afilu b'darvish yinoi v'kishut ela imkain b'isha haloveshes b'gdei ish lehistamos leish v'isha halovesh b'gdei ish lehistamos leish. If they're wearing it dafka to look like the other one to blend in more, so then it's going to be. And this is separate as a caveat. It has nothing to do with before the halacha of tznius. If there's an article of clothing that's not sanua, doesn't matter if you're a man, if you're a woman, you can't wear it. Even if you have a specific type of clothing that's made for a woman. All right, this isn't a man's. This is made for women. Made for women, this type of article of clothing. No, but if it's a tznius question, so it's separate from the Isra of Lasilbash, if it's a tznius question. But assuming it is no tznius issue, and it's totally tsanua article of clothing. So it's a new article of clothing. So says, let's say you have, a long sleeve blouse of a woman that a man's going to wear. Long sleeve blouse, that's obviously a woman's article of clothing. So there's no more tzias, less tzias. It covers the same amount of part of the body. So then, that's the question. So the Bach, as it says, if you're not wearing that l'shem noy, you're wearing it for some other reason, whatever the reason. So then there might be some, a little more flexibility. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses. Where does this come up? Purim comes up on Purim. Raman Purim. The second to last siman in all of Arachayim. Tafrei Sadek Vav. The Rama quotes from the earlier, the Mari Mintz, Mashenagu Lilbosh Partsufim Bapurim, right, the minhag of wearing masks, the Gever Lovei Simlas Isha V'Ishachli Gever, and the switching of clothing, men and women, in Isser Badaver. There is no Isser, says the Rama. Me'achash E'machavnim Elo L'Simcha Ba'alma. If Kavanah L'Shem Simcha, Simchas Purim. Simchas Purim doesn't say that's Kavanah, that this priest is going on here. The Rama doesn't say that. Says Simcha Ba'alma, V'chein Be'levishas Kilayim D'Rabbanan, even Shatnez D'Rabbanan. V'yesh Omim D'Aser, the Rama says, even others say, it's not a good idea, Avol HaMinuk Svar HaRishonim. The Minuk is like the first Svara, the Mishnah Berurah says maybe not, maybe it's not such a good idea, the later Achronim say, but the Rama quotes this idea. But it seems like Tov L'Hachmer. Tov L'Hachmer, especially in our society where there's limits, that we should have limits in this area, Tov L'Hachmer. Question though is the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, which we had. I think this was on a Shabbos, so I didn't get to talk about it, but Menachem did. Mem Tes Amid Veiz in Maseches Nedarim. Remember the story of Rabbi Yehuda and his wife. Rabbi Yehuda and his wife used to share a scarf. It's a bisud Rabbi Yehuda Nafkis. Right, the wife of Rabbi Yehuda went out, Naktis Imra of the Glima de Hutvi. She made a beautiful scarf. Kanafka Lashuka Mechzibe. When she went out to the Shuk to go to the Makolet, she put it on. The Kanafka Rabbi Yehuda Lutzuliyavi Mechzibe Masli. And when Rabbi Yehuda used to daven, he used to put it on his head and daven. Same scarf. Same scarf. Man, the woman asked the Marsha, what's going on here? Marsha, what is it, Losilbash Gever? Says the Marsha, you so gado? Says the Marsha. Vashminon avagab da asya, de itza nafkele bishuka, less me bishon lebash geves in lasisha, da hainu dafka, beged ha asui miyucha leisha. Right? It only applies by something specifically made for a man or for a woman. Aval beged mi'il, hu miyucha leshneihem. But this type of clothing, it's miyuchan for both. It wasn't made for either one. It's a scarf. Some scarves are unisex. It's made for both. So therefore, less baby shim lo yilbash gever. So that's the Marsha's important point. And if it's made for both, it would be mutter. The Stechemet has a whole discussion. What if it wasn't made for both, but people wear it as both? So that's a discussion in the Achronim. Okay, two other points. In lo yilbash gever. Number one, it's not mentioned here, but it's the issue of tefillin. Issue of tefillin. Where does tefillin come up? So go on, that's the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, and that pasuk of Lo Yilbash Gever, Simlas Isha, and the opposite, Lo Yilbash Isha, Simlas Ish, so it says tzitzis and tefillin. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says that tzitzis and tefillin are beged ish, and therefore a woman should not wear it. Women should not wear it, right? This is the discussion of Tosfos in Masechet Erevin. There's a chazal that says, Michal Bashal wore tefillin. How could she wear tefillin? Isn't it Lo Yilbash Gever? So different answers give it to Michal Bashal, how literally we're supposed to take that Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses this. Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Lamed Ches, Nilchus Tefillin. Nashiva Vade Petura Mi Tefillin Neshi Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama. Right, we know it's Man Grama. Tefillin is Man Grama. Why is Tefillin Man Grama? Two possible reasons. Right? Is it nighttime or Shabbos? So we pask in Shabbos. We pask in Shabbos. That's why it says Man Grama, because they're putter on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin. Says the Rama, V'im ha'nashim rotos l'hachmer al atzvan. This is the Rama. Remember, this is the Rama who says that women can make a bracha on lulav and make a bracha on shofar. So the women want to be machmer on themselves? Mochin b'yadam. You don't let them, says the Rama. This case is different. Why is this case different? So the halachic reason that's quoted by most poskim in Hilchos Tefillin is why? Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim, Reishis Tzrichin Gufnaki. Because tefillin always is a very dangerous proposition. Got to have a clean body. You got to have a clean head when you wear tefillin. So we don't have a brera. Men don't have a brera. So you got to wear tefillin. There's no downside by lulav. There's no downside by shofar. Okay, so shake a lulav, blow a shofar. Wonderful. So you want to do it? You even want to make a bracha on it? Fine. There's no downside. But by tefillin, walking on thin ice. The Aruch HaShulchan is a beautiful lashon. Aruch HaShulchan here in Simon Lamed Ches writes, "V'lo dami l'suka b'lulav shepturos v'yal calls them avarcha zaleid." Why? Kibun the tefillin tzarech zehirus yaseir mi gufnaki. Tefillin requires gufnaki, a very careful body and mind. Ach anashim shemuchuyavim behechrech. Men don't have a choice. So you know what? But even we limited it, right? We used to wear tefillin all day. That might even be a din d'oraisa. The Prima Gadim has a suffix. that it might be a didarisa to wear tefillin all day. Mr. Bir Alacha quotes that prima condom as a suffix. Either way, but we don't do it. Why don't we don't do it? Because we can't keep our heads straight all day. We can't keep our bodies straight, our heads clean. So therefore, we don't wear it all day. So we limited it to the minimum that we can. So women want to put themselves into, the women don't have to. So because of that downside, nasha b'shem b'turus lo min yachnizu atzman b'chashash gadol kazeh ve'etzlan b'shas kriyashma v'tfila kila anashim kol hayom. Women anytime during the day is like men the whole day. L'fichav eimanichin osan lahaniach tefillin. Right? And therefore, they don't wear tefillin. What about Michal Bashol? Maybe she was a tzadekas. Right? Maybe she was a tzadekas. But either way, so this is the shita of the Achronim, that women should not wear tefillin because of this. But the other reason given is Lo Yobash. Lo Yobash, the Yonas of Menuziel, says that is the reason given. Yeah. Michal Bashol, did she not have kids? Well, that's the discussion in Chazal. When it says that she laughed at David, when David was dancing in front of the Aron, she says, Ad Yomosa, does that mean up until beforehand she did have, or she never had? So my focus in Chazal.
Maybe there's a physiologic reason why she had it.
Uh-huh, I'm not sure. That Rashi's daughters wear tefillin. That's what's up, Rabbi. I think Rabbi Wine quotes that on one of his tapes, there are different sources. I don't know, maybe in a Shuvas Rashi, but... not sure. Okay. Rashi's daughters might be in a different category also. Okay. Vaita, one other ha'ara, and then we'll continue. What about a mirror? This Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah discusses, could a man look into a mirror? Is a man allowed to look into a mirror? So get also in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Pei Beis, you only be Kuf Pei Beis, you're stuck. Right? Shulchan Aruch says, Asur L'Ishlis Taka B'mara. It's also for a man to look in a mirror. A mirror is considered beged isha. Can't look in a mirror. Look in the little letters. Ayin la'el, kuf nun vav. Right? Look at kuf nun vav. Go back. The Shulchan Aruch again says it. We're asur la'ish l'estaka b'mar b'shem l'yobash gever. Ela imkein osa mishum refuah. Right? You have something in your eye. You have to get a bug out of your eye. O misaper las, but you're getting a haircut. But stop to make yourself look nice to brush your hair in the morning. The Shulchan Aruch says no. Asur. Rama. The Yesh Omrim, quoting the Chiddush Yaran, no. Aser liros b'mara, and udafka b'makam she'in derech liros b'mara. Rak anoshim, v'ispe mishum lo yobash. If it's in a place where only women look in the mirror. But if it's a place of b'makam she'derech anoshim liros gavkin b'mara, mutter. So he quotes the Chiddush Yaran, that if it's a society where men look in the mirror also, just to put themselves together, then it is mutter. So again, that's the issue of mirrors. What about, just mention one source, can't not mention it, we're talking about tefillin, we're talking about mirrors. What about using a mirror for tefillin? What about having a little mirror in your little tefillin zekel? These are the words that's quoted, much quoted in the Sfarim, the Divrei Chayim. The Sanzer was very against it. Putting a mirror. Some people say it's also needs a mirror. You're going to put it in your tefillin bag. It's going to stay in shul. He says nikra hedyot. He says nikra hedyot. So the Piskei Tshuva is here in Siman Chav Zayin. Kfar yadua pisko shel Divrei Chayim. She'en ali kuva she'e be'emsa habayis mechuvan mamish be'neinov. Has to be exactly, no, the Divrei Chaim says, it's whatever, you put your hand up above your head, you see the tefillin are basically in the right place, it's good, it's Yotz HaZayin, so exact, no, it's not enough to have a mirror in your bag. You don't have to ask your friend if it's exactly, die enough to figure out with your hands. And he quotes some of the other G'dolah, the Divrei Yoel, the Satmar Rebbe, Bevada ein roi umuchuar lohaniach mara be'ezem makam be'ez ha-medrash. You know, you shouldn't have it. But the Briskarov and others do have mirrors. You know, Minhag Olam is to have a mirror. Maybe if you have humongous tefillin, you got to be careful with the huge tefillin to make sure they're in the right spot. Yeah.
I don't understand the interplay between the Toeva and this. This is just to me that the individual tefillin.
Right. I'm saying so. Right. So the Toeva issue might be because the second day. It wasn't in Yaakov. It might be a machlokas whether it's really an issue of the Toeva. That's what you asked before.
Right. So the Toeva thing.
Right. So at least according to the second day. Now I'm remembering. Right. Some Achronim. I don't remember who, but some pointed out that maybe only the Tanna Kamma would limit it to the Toeva in the Daraisa. But the second day that he already says Neshek, right, he says weapons, so then maybe not. Okay, we got to move a little bit. Yeah, fast? Okay, good. Amr Rav Nachman ben Nazir Mutter, Rav Nachman says, by a Nazir, because a Nazir is shaving his head, he's also allowed to shave these areas, the Beis HaShech and the Beis HaErva. But let's look at the Chavaseh, but we don't paskin like that. A Nazir is also Aser. Amr Rav Nachman ben Nazir Mutter, Rav Nachman ben Nazir Mutter, Rav Nachman ben Nazir Mutter, I guess he was in the mikvah with Rabbi Yochanan, or went swimming. I saw Rabbi Yochanan doesn't have any hair under his beis hashechi, right? Amalon machwa zikla nashu. No, it fell out from old age. Ahudi is chayiv negida kamid Rabbi Ami. One time there was a man that was chayiv malchus in front of Rabbi Ami. Igloi beis hashechi, and right, they took off his shirt in order to give him malchus, and they saw his underarms were chazid lomagaleach, that they were not shaved. Amalahun Rabbi Ami shavke demon chavrihu. Wow, don't give him malchus. He's one of the rabbanon. He's a chaver. Obviously, must be talking about a case where most people did, and he didn't. Ask Rabbi Yaakov Emden, what do you mean? Just because he was a chaver, but he deserved malchus. What are you letting him off? Is this shochad? The answer is it must be it was malchus derabanan, says Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Malchus derabanan is always subjective. It's always what the rav thinks. So in this situation, maybe he felt because he was this type of person, he didn't deserve to get the malchus. Okay, Rav may Rabbi Chiya, Maul Galeach, Rav asked Rabbi Chiya, can you be Megaleach these areas, the base of Shechi and the base of Erva, Armalei Aser? No, it's Aser. Armalei V'haka Gadal, aye, but it grows and it's very uncomfortable. It's very uncomfortable, Tosfos explains. Armalei Barpachsi, listen, great one. Zman Yeshlo, no, there's a specific time. Tosfos Gir says Gvul Yeshlo. There's a border, there's a time. Kozmachu Gadal Nosher is going to fall out eventually, so don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Ba'aminei Rav Mei Rebbe Chiya Ma'olachuch. Are you allowed to scratch those areas in order to make the hair fall out? Armalei Aser. So no, you're not allowed to. Bivigto Ma. What if it's not direct? What if it's with a piece of cloth? Armalei Mutter. So then it would be Mutter. Ika the Amri, because again, it's a Durabanon in an indirect way, so then it would be Mutter for its Sarach. Ika the Amri Ba'aminei. Some say this was the question. Betfila Bivigto Ma'i. During Tfila with a Beged. Armalei Aser, no, that's Aser. V'las Elchus Akavase Meikar Adin. Maybe it's not appropriate, but is there an Iser Mishum Lo Yobash Gever? It would not be Aser. Period. Next Mishnah. Back to Naziris. Meis Echad Mehen. So what happened? What was the first Mishnah in the Parak? First Mishnah in the Parak was all about, we did it on Friday, that if two people accept Naziris and one guy comes over and says, you know, one of you are a Nazir. So what do? You have the whole process of what you do. But what happens if one of them died? Two people, one of them, they're each a Safik Nazir, and then the other person, they were going to do this whole, Safik Tumah, right, it's a case of Safik Tumah, now one of them died, so you can't do the whole process of now, and 30 days from now, and 60 days, so what do? So Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Yivaki Shechem Nashuk, ask somebody on the street to help you out. We're assuming it's day one. Let's assume it's day one of your Naziris, and you have your Safik Tumah, so ask somebody on the street to help you out, so Yadu Kenegdo B'Nazir, to accept Naziris on them, V'omer, and tell your friend, if I'm Tamei today and you're not, Hariyata Nazir Miyad, so then you're a Nazir right away. Vim Tahar Hayisi, but if I'm Tahar, Hariyata Nazir Lachar Shloshim Yom, then you'll be a Nazir 30 days from now. Vesofer Shloshim, and then they count 30 days. Umavian Karban Tum of a Karban Tahara, and then they bring a Karban Tum and Tahara on day 30. Vyomer, and he says, Imani Yatami, if I was the original Tamei, what? If I was Tamei, Karban Tum Shali, Vikarban Tahara Shalcha, then this is my Karban Tum, it's your Karban Tahara, and your Naziris is finished. But if I was the Tahar one originally, Karbatara Shali, this is my Karbatara, for Karbatuma Besafik, and the Karbatuma is being brought really for no reason, but Besafik, because we don't know. Besafir Shalashim Yom, then you count another 30 days, and we be in Karbatara, and on day 60 you bring another set of Karbanos Tara. V'yomer, and he says, if I was originally the Tame one, Karbatuma Shali, the Karbatuma was mine, for Karbatara Shalcha, and Karbatara on day 30 was yours. And this said on day 60, Karban Tara C is my Karban Tara. The Imani Yu Atar, but if I was originally the Tara one, Karban Tara Shali, the original one was mine, but Karban Tumah was Safek, and the Karban Tumah was nobody's. Vizel Karban Tarascha, and this is your Karban Tahara. So Lamaisa, your friend, is going to have to give a 60-day Naziris to be a nice guy to help you out. He's going to have to be a Nazir for 60 days. So Amalei Benzoma, when we Shomei Alosh, you other connected with Nazir, who's going to listen to you? Wait, okay, I'll be another for 60 days to help you out. Who's going to listen to you? Benzoma says. How is that possible? Ella, maybe, what do you do? This is what Benzoma says. Maybe Chatas Ha'of Olas Behema. No. One guy works it out himself. On day 30, he brings a Chatas Ha'of, which is one of the Karbanis of Tuma, and an Olas Behema, one of Tara. V'omer, and he says, Im Tamei Hayisi, if I was Tamei, HaChatas Mechobasi, V'ha'ola Nadava. The Chatas is part of what I have to bring, and the Ola is a present. V'im Tara Hayisi, HaOla Mechobasi, V'ha'chatas Bisafek, and if I was Tara, it's the opposite. And then what? He gets a haircut. Because you're allowed to get a haircut as long as you bring one of your Kabanas. That's what we paskin. V'sofer Shloshim Yom, then he counts another 30 days, and maybe Karban Tara, and then he brings a set of Karban to Karbanos Tara, V'omer. And he says, "Im Tami Hayisiv, I was Tami Ha'ola Harishon and Nedava. The first Ola was a present, Vizu Chova, and now it's Chova. V'imtar ha'yisi, if I was tahar, ha'ola harishon achova, then the original ola was good, achova, v'zunadava, v'zuk shar karbani. Meaning he works it out himself, he does not have to bring, get his friend involved. Amar Reb Yeshua, Nim says that maybe karbanos of achatzoin. Yeshua says what? You're going to bring some of your karbanos on day 30 and some on day 60? You're allowed to split it up? Let us split it up. Rabbi Yeshua says, how is that possible? Oi, but yeah, they agreed to Benzoma. So what? So it's Lachatzon. Big deal. So it's a 30-day interval. But it's still better than the other option. Ask the Gemara Vilaisi, what's the problem with, right? The Ketosis says, we're asking on Rabbi Yeshua, what's the big deal? So you're bringing a Lachatzon. So Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, you're right. Really, there's nothing wrong with it. He just wants to keep the Talmidim sharp. Like the Rama passes this way also. The Rav is allowed to say certain things that are wrong in order to make sure the Talmidim aren't sleeping. In order to make sure that they stay away. Amr of Nachman, my levit, lay Rabbi Yeshua, l'dakye delo lisru. Nachman adds another line. What is going to happen with Rabbi Yehoshua? Rabbi Yeshua who believes in the first opinion, that you have to get somebody else involved. There's another problem. Because you're going to have to bring a set of karbanos, you're going to have to wait before you eat you burn the fats and you eat them. You're going to have to wait till two people get haircuts. The fats might spoil by that time. Right? It's going to take a long time to get the haircuts and throw it under the pot in the Beis HaMikdash. So, you know, it's better not to get two people involved. What other ha'ara? Tosfos and Menachos asks, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that you could ask somebody from the shuk, how can you be mekamel naziris misafek just to save your friend? Right? We don't say chatei b'shvil sheyizkei chaverecha. We're getting him sechah Shabbos. Right? We don't say that you're allowed to sin in order to save your friend from a sin. So the Karen Ora here says nazir is not such a sin. Okay, according to some, this is a chet. But there's also good reasons. Sometimes there's good. Right? We have Shimon HaTzadik, so there was a great thing to be a nazir. So therefore, it shouldn't be included in that sugya of chatei b'shul sheyizkei chaverecha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue tomorrow. Again, today's shiur was Zeicher Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron ben Asher.